A very nice lunch, Mrs. Bazarov. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So if I may ask, Mr. Bazarov, how do you pass the time here?
Very good question, Arkady. Excellent question. And I will tell you the answer. Timofeich, more blackcurrant tea for our guest?
Yes, Doc. Just a little.
Yevgeny?
None for me.
Oh, take another biscuit, Yevgeny.
Shh, no.
I'm going to have to fatten you up over the next 2 months.
Oh, yes?
How do I pass the time? Well, I'm a bit like ancient Gaul. I'm divided into tres partes, as our friend Caesar might put it. One part is the reader, another part is the gardener, and the third part is the practicing doctor. Even though I'm supposed to have retired years ago, not a day passes, but there's a patient at my door. That wouldn't be incorrect, my pet, would it? And interestingly enough, all of those three parts add up to one complete integer. My reading is all medical reading. My gardening is all medical gardening. I believe I have the best garden of medicinal herbs in the whole province. That wouldn't be inaccurate, my pet, would it? Nature itself is healer. It's the answer, you know. As our friend Paracelsus puts it, I trust in herbis, in verbis, et in lepidibus.
Father was a great classical scholar in his day.
Great, I wouldn't say.
Won a medal for Latin composition, silver, when he was only 12.
I suspect he's mocking me. Are you mocking me?
Me?
Now finish your story, Vasily.
Where was I?
In herbis, in verbis, in lepidibus.
Tending my garden, attending my patients, and in my spare time, looking after my modest farm. I shouldn't say my modest farm, Arkady. I'm a plebeian, a homo novus. Yevgeny's mother is the patrician.
Oh, Vasily!
Her Serene Highness.
You behave yourself.
Oh, for God's sake, Fedka, will you put something on your feet? Timofeich, take this little urchin away and dress him correctly.
Yes, Doctor.
Arkady will think he's staying with some sort of primitives.
Isn't that what we are?
You're very facetious today, young man. But where was I? Oh, yes, talking of medicine. You'll enjoy this. I hear that a retired major about 6 miles from here is doing a bit of doctoring. So one day, when we meet in the market, I said, I hear you're in practice, Major. Yes, he said. But where did you qualify? I never qualified, he said. Never. But where did you study your medicine? I never studied medicine. But you practice medicine, Major. Oh, yes, but not for money, just for the good of the community.